Rice, it says, Ein Shem Shaila Shalom, that we learned there are three chedorim in the Beis HaMelchit, and the cheder apnimi is no Shaila Shalom. The Gemara says, Messiah Elei L'Rav Hamnune Mishmei Deule. So from this Baraisa, we have a Siyua, we have a Raya to Rav Hamnune. The Omar also La'odom Sheyitain Sholem L'Chavere Bebeis HaMelchitz. Rav Hamnune said that it's not permitted to give Sholem to someone Bebeis HaMelchitz, Mishum Shenema Vayikra Loi Hashem Sholem. Gidin called the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Shalom. That's what Rashi says, Vayikra Loi Gidin LaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Shalom. So we see there was a Kri Hashem from Gidin that he called Rebbeinu Shel Olam Shalom. So since Shalom is Hashem, so therefore Rav Hamnune said that one is not permitted Sheyiten Shalom L'Chaveiroi Bebeis HaMelchitz. L'chayre, it's very interesting. The Lashon HaGemore, Misaye Leila Rav Hamnune. It's a Psaraye to Rav Hamnune. It's mamish what Rav Hamnune said. It's not Misaye Leila Rav Hamnune. Rav Hamnune, the halache that the Baraisa said, Rav Hamnune said. Rav Hamnune bought a raya from a posik, so that's that we don't see in the Baraisa. The Lashon, Misaye Leila Rav Hamnune is a bissel modne. It could be the Pri Chodosh in Simen Pei Hei wants to fa'emfer the Rambam. The Rambam, Peiri Gimel, Mehilchis Krishme, Halacha Hei, says as follows. Also, Lahaskir, Bebeis HaMelchitz, Shemoi She'enom Nimchoki. One is not permitted to mention in the Beis HaMelchot Shemoi She'enom Nimchokim. Now there are Sheva Shemoi She'enom Nimchokim. The Gemara in Shavuos Ha'edos mentions all seven Shemes. And not one of these seven Shemes are Sholem. So it seems one is permitted to say Sholem Bebeis HaMelchot. So the case of Mishnah asks on the Rambam, why did the Rambam, it comes out the Rambam was mashmit this halacha, the Gemara, this astoma the Gemara, that one is not permitted to eat in Shalom Lechaveiroi. The Rambam said only the Shiva Shemai She'enam Nimchokim. Others want to say, Taisvis says in Soite that the Shem Shalom is also not Nimchak. That's what the Baraisa says. Seven, there's more than seven. So then we don't have a kash on the Rambam. But the Pri Chodosh wants to say that the Rambam had rayas not like Rav Hamnune. That one is permitted to say Sholem in the Beis HaMelchitz. So he says, so what do we do with the Baraisa? Let's forget about Rav Hamnune, there's a Baraisa. So he says, the Baraisa we can learn different pshat than the Baraisa. Shaila Sholem that the Baraisa is speaking about, for example, we learned in the last Perek in Broches, that Hiskinu Shei Adam Shoyel B'Shloim Chaveiroi B'Shem. That Shaila Shalom should be to Askoras Hashem. That was Atakone from Boyes. So it could very well be that what the Baraisa says, that Shaila Shalom is also, not that the word Shalom is also, Shaila Shalom is how one is supposed to be Shail B'Shalom. There's a takone from Boyes that one should be Shail B'Shem Hashem. That's what the Baraisa says. Rav Hamnune was Machadish Anuchedish, that the word Shalom alone is also to say. So, the Loshin Messiah Leil Rav Hamnune is from the Stimas Loshin HaBaraisa. The Baraisa says, that Shaila Shalom is also, it's not Mefarad Shaila Shalom Vishem. So it would seem from the Baraisa that to say Shalom alone is also also. But that's a Siyua, that's not a Raya Gemure. You could very well say, Lafia Emes, that we can very well say lefiya emes that that shaila shalom means the way shalom should be said lefi tikunot, but the gemara means it's a siyu after Rav Hamnuna. We find that in the Besam Tzoyi, Shaila Shalom is Mutter. So we have to understand if it's Hashem, and Mikra Zoso, Tzila Zoso, so why is Shaila Shalom Mutter be Besam Tzoyi? So the Chodesh Aviv asks the Shaila, so the Chodesh Aviv says it is Hashem that Gidain was Kairei the Rabbeinu Shalom. That means, till Gidayim, there wasn't such a Shem. There's a Kri Hashem from Gidayim. So it is not a Shem Gomur. If it's not a Shem Gomur, so therefore it is Mutta Bebei Shem Tzoy. That's what the Chodesh Aviv says. Perhaps we can say a second Teretz on this Kasha. The Taz in Simen Pei Hei says that the Besem Tzoy has certain kulas. We see if he's wearing tefillin, he's not mechuyev to take it off. And the Taz says there are certain brachis which are a tzeirich gadol, one is permitted to say the Besem Tzoy. So perhaps it could be, since there are kulas in the Besem Tzoy, and there was a takone, Lishel b'sholim, this is not stamazoi, there was a takone Lishel b'sholim chaveroi, so could be that's why they were matter b'beis amtsoi. The nafkamina is, if that the beis amtsoi, the shayla sholim, if shayla sholim is only with the word sholim, or shayla sholim b'chlal is mutter, als the chshivis and the tzairach of shayla sholim. Al koponim, this is the memre of Rav Hamnune, that Sholem has a Teire Shem, and it is also Lishel B'Sholem B'Beis HaMelchitz. So the Gemara asks, Elo Me'ato Hemnuso Nami Oso Lemeima B'Beis HaKise. So the word Nemon should also be also to be said B'Beis HaKise. D'chsiv Hakel HaNemon. V'chiteima Hochinami. Perhaps you'll say, that's also true. V'omar rove bar mechasi, omar rav chome bar gulye, omar rav, shori lemeima heimnuse bebeis hakise. The one is permitted to say nem on bebeis hakise. So the Gemara answers, there's a difference between the posuk akel on nemon, vayikoloi Hashem sholem. So the Gemara answers as follows. Hosom shem gufei loy ikri hochi. That is not the Shem of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Let's look in the Targum. The Mitargeminon Eleko Mehemno. Mehemno is a Toyar that the Rabbeinu Shalom is a Nemon. But not that this is a Shem of the Rabbeinu Shalom. This is a Toyar description of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Hocho Shein Gufei Ikri Shalom. Here, the Shem alone is Shalom, the Siva Yikro Loi Hashem Shalom. Before we see Taisves, there's a machloikis apoiskim if one is permitted to call someone by his name, if his name is Sholem. The Bach asels, and the Taz wants to say that it is Mutter. The Taz brings a raya, the Gemara did not say, Oso lo odom loimar Sholem. Also la adam sheyitain shalom lechaveri. Nesina shalom is vakert. Shalom aleichem is one is masker the shame shalakodish bochu shu shalom. Shalom aleichem. So when saying shalom, there one is mechaven the shame of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Therefore, it is also if Yenim's name is shalom, is I'm calling him shalom. I'm not mechaven bechlal for the Sholem of the Rabbeinu Shalom. So therefore the Taz Tain is that it should be Mutter. Halacha the Mishnah Berurah brings us a Machlokes HaPoskim. Be'Ikar HaDin it is Mutter. But Yirei Shemayim should be Machmer and should not say Sholem Be'Beis HaMelchet. In Hu HaDin he says when a person is writing Sholem, he should instead of spelling it out, you should put a strechel after the vav, because the paper might get nevad in the makimati neifis, and therefore, this is also according to the Bach, a yereshimaim should be machma. Rashi heimnuse lahaskir emune bebeis akise. Taisvis the metagiminon elako mehemna. So the Gemara proved from the Targum that the Nemon is a Toya. Tema, so Taisvis says if you're building from the Targum, the Sholim Nami metagiminin the Ovid lay Sholim. That's what the Targum says, Vayikolay Hashem, the Ovid lay Sholim. So Mamelis, what is the difference between Sholim and Nemon? Ishloima the Hosom Koray Sholim Al Shem Shuhu Oisei Sholim. The Targum is not giving the translation of the Pasuk. The Targum is giving us the reason why Gidon called the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Sholim. The Hosom Koray Sholim Al Shem Shuhu Oisei Sholim. The Eloi Korei Shalom, but if you'll say that he didn't call the Rabbeinu Shalom Shalom, Ela Bori Lemeimer Hashem Shalom Hashem Ha'oise Loi Shalom, that is Takib Shat in the Pasig, Im Kain Havale Lemeimer Hashem Shalomai, that would be more fitting in Digduk. So since it says Hashem Shalom, so by stois, that is a Kriyas Shem. The Goyin says if it would be a Toyer, it should have said Hashem HaShalom, like it says Hakel HaNemon. The Ben Yehuda wants to answer on Taisus Kashe from the Makiris from Vayikra. So Vayikra is a Mashmois of a Kri Hashem. Zot the Gemara weiter. Va'omar Rove Bar Mechasye, Omar Rav Chome Bar Gurye, Omar Rav, Hanoisein matone lachaveiroi tzorich lohidiyoi. If a person is giving a matone to someone else, tzorich lohidiyoi. So Rashi says here two pshot. Tzorich lohidiyoi matan ploine etein loch. So Rashi first learns in the Loshna Gemara, it would seem like this. Hanoisein, when he's giving to him, he should tell him he's giving him a matone. V'zeh derech kovayt. V'shem ayiz bayish lekablo. Stamos I give him something without telling him that I'm giving him a matone. So he feels ashamed. If you're giving him tzedakah or something, you're giving him a matone. V'toich kach misratzim bedvorim v'enei boish bedovo. But if he's magdim that he's giving him a matone, so he accepts the matone without busha. That is one inyan. So that is an inyan tzorich lohidiyoi before. V'chein im nosno bebeisoi shaloi midiyosei. What if the matana was given already? So tzorich lohidiyoi shemiyodoi boloi. So he has to be medeyim that it came from him. Shemitoich kach yei oihavoi. That fakert is an inyan to bring Avas Reim, so fakert, if the maton is something that brings Ave, he should use it out to the full extent that they should be medium that the maton came from him. How do we know this? Shenema lodas ki ani Hashem mikadishchem. That lodas ki ani Hashem, so the pshat is, that the beginning of the pasuk is speaking about that Rabbeinu Shalom gave Klal Yisrael Shabbos, Oisi Beini Beineichem, Lodas Ki Ani Hashem, Loi Haidiyom Ani Bo, I want to tell them, Shani Roitze Lekatsho. So you should tell them this. Tanya Nami Hochi, we learned in Abaraise, Lodas Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, Omle Yakodish Bochu Le Moshe Matone Toive Yeshli Bebeis Gnozai Vishabe Shmo Vani Mevakesh Litno Le Yisrael Leich Vahidiyo. That's what the Baraisa said, that Lodas is that Moshe Rabbeinu should be Medea Klal Yisrael of the Matone Toive that Rabbeinu Shalom is giving. Mikan Omar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Hanoisein Pas Latinik, Tzorech Loidia Leimoi Mai Ovid Lei. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel spoke about the second halacha that Rashi had mentioned before, that when a matana is given, and one will be unaware of the matana, Hanoisein Pas Latinik, the Tinik does not realize the chshivas of the Pas, and there's no one who will appreciate the matana, Tzorech Loidia Leimoi. So we have, the mother has to find out. How will the mother find out? My Ovid lay, Omar Abaye, Shoif lay Mishche, Umoli lay Kuchle. That he should smear some shemen on the Rosh of the Tinik, or he should put some Kuchla type of a dye, a type of a bluing around the eyes, and the child will come out, will look, come home, will look a little mudness, so the mother will ask him, what happened to, gave you a black eye? So tell the whole story. Fakelti, and he gave him a pass, and thus, so the Al-Kaponim, the mother will find out of the Matonim. For Idne de Chayshine Likshofim, so it seems Mishcha and Kuchle are not a, they were used by others, B'teiris Kishuv. So when the child will come home, could be the mother will get frantic, someone made kishif with the child, so she won't appreciate the matone. Seems not shemen or mishcha, I don't know, klor, how you shmir with pas, about kaponim, it seems that there has to be a different simen, that the mother should become aware from this shmirachs that, gave him pass. Abu Shemin and Kuchla are not acceptable. Aini. So what are you telling me? That there's a loche that a noisi matonu lachaveira yitzorech ladiyoi. Omar Rav Chamo, Rabbi Chanina, a noisi matonu lachaveira ain't tzorech ladiyoi. It is not necessary to be mediyah. Shenema u Moshe lo yoda ki koran eir ponov bedabri yitoi. There was also a matonu from the Rabbi Nishleil. So the Gemara answers like Kashi. Ha b'milse da vida legluye. So then it's not necessary. Ha b'milse da loya vida legluye. So the Gemara asks for Shabbos da vida legluye. So why was it necessary lohidiyam? So the Gemara answers matan schora loy ovid legluye. The matan schar is loy ovid. Pshat in the Maskonis HaGemore, the Marsho wants to say Pshat, that the Matan Schar is, we're speaking about the Shabbos, the Olam Habo, Yoim Shekuloi Shabbos. That is the Loi Ovid Ligluye. And he learned, the Dubna Magid learns Pshat, that what Moshe Rabbeinu was Medea Klal Yisrael, he said Klal Yisrael were a Bechina of a Tinik, they didn't realize what they are getting. So he told them that the Shabbos Shal Olam Hazeh is 1/60th of Me'ein Olam Habo. So that was the Inyan Lohidiyam. The Hidah was that really, the pasuk is speaking about the midia about the Shabbos losid lovei liyoyim shekulei Shabbos, but they should have a musik what the Shabbos losid lovei is. So he told them that the Shabbos ba'olam hazeh is me'ein oisei Shabbos. It's 1/60th of oisei Shabbos. Others learn pshat that. Matan schore loy ovid ligluye. So others learn pshat as follows. That in the Medrash it says, and it speaks about the Maila of Shabbos, so the Medrash speaks, it says such a lotion. Ato yoishev v'oichel v'shoise umahana atzmecho. The Shabbos on this world, a person is eating and drinking umahana atzmecho. Va'ani noisin l'choschar. And for that what you are doing, you'll get schar also. That's loy ovid ligluye. That means other mitzvahs, Klal Yisrael understood
that the schar, but the schar for a person should be misanig himself, that's loy ovid ligluyeh. That was lech vaidia. Agavuche, the Beis Halevi in Parshas Trume, says there's a yisoidis pekechilik between the achila of Shabbos and the achila of Yontif. He says, the achila of Shabbos, gam im ha'odom mechaven boy litainuk, gam kein lemitzvah yichoshev. That he's eating l'shem tainik, that goof is a mitzvah. Why? Because by Shabbos, the mitzvah is v'korosa la Shabbos oinik. The mitzvah is anik b'Shabbos. So if he wants to be misanik, that is the tzuras ha-mitzvah. Tim ken kavonosei le-mitzvah. Mashen ken itaynes by Yontev there's no mitzvah of oinik, there's only din of kovid Yontev. Kovid Yontev, he has to eat hake l'chovid Yontev. Not sich nicht in Sinnen haben. But by Shabbos, that alone, that alone that he's misanig, that is the mitzvah of karosa lo Shabbos oinig, and that's the gilui that there is matan schar on that mitzvah, on the tainig gufa there is matan schar. That's loy avida ligluye. The Marsho explains that's the maskonis ha-gemore. The gemore es takashe, so the gemore says that Ovid Gluy, Loyal Ovid Gluy, so the Gemara says it's speaking about the Matan Schar. The Havamin of the Gemara without the Kash, it seems the Gemara learned a different Pshat. So the Marsho wants to say that the Havamin of the Gemara learned that that Lohidiyam was not about the Schar of Shabbos, about the Menucha of Shabbos. It's that the Vav Yomim, that there's the Vav Yomim of Meloche, that came about through the Klola of Odom Arishin. And therefore he says, Akum Sheshovas Chayiv Misa. He says, Shabbos is a day that is Nifrash from the Klola of the Chet of Odom Arishin. And that was the Havamin of the Gemara. The Havamin of the Gemara was that's Leich Lohidiyam about the Menucha of Shabbos, not about the Schar Olam Haba of Shabbos. The Menucha of Shabbos. And that's called Beveis Genozai because this was before the Chet of Adam Harishon. Before the Chet of Harishon, there wasn't such a klola of Bezei Sapecha Teichel Lechem. So the world was a world of Menucha before the Chet of Adam Harishon. After the Chet, there became a klola of Bezei Sapecha Teichel Lechem and Melocha the Sheishish Yomim. That was the Havamin of the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Lodas ki ani Hashem, leidiyam ani bosh, ani roitzer lekatsha. Shayif lo mishcha, yishav shefenu, b'shemen bein einov, dover hanir. Yishut shmir shemen bein einov, shetishalenu imoy, mi osa kein. V'yoyim lo hatinik, ploini osa, v'gam pas nosan li. Umole leik, Kuchle noisen kreil soviv einoi, vechen leshoine betalmud. Taste is not, mole is not in the eye, it's soviv eye. Likshofim, shetachashdeno shekishvoi. Lagluya imi nosneloi. Matan schorav hu aidiom ayidei moishe balpe mas schorav. Zogt Rash, zogt Toisves, anoisin matone lachaveiroi, tzorich lo idio. Vidavke be matone, shenoisin loi al yedei ave, sheina mekabel mizbayish. So fakelt is an inyan to be meidiyem before. Aval anoisin, so that's davke one is giving to an osher. Aval anoisin tzedoke, she mekabel mizbayish, is fakelt, then the inyan is not to be meidiyem, matan beseise yechapaaf, because this is one, to the Matan Beseisa, the Oni does not become this Baish. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rav Chizde have noket biyodei tarti matante de ture. He had a zug, as Rashi learns, a zug of matones, matnes kohune. Omar, Rav Chizde was a kohen. and he had two pairs of Israel Chayay. Oma, kol man the osi va omali shmeitzer chadito mishmei darav, yehivne leinele. Whoever will tell me a chiddush, a new member of Rav, which I am not aware of, so I'll give him these two matons. Oma le rove ba mechashye, hochi oma Rav, hanoisein matona lo chaveroi, tzorech lo hidioi, shenema lo das keni Hashem mikadishche. This member of Rav, he told him, yove nele, so he gave him the two matonas, he never heard this member. Oma chavivin oloch shmeitze de Rav kuli hai. It's so chaviv to hear the shmeitze de Rav. Oma lein. Yeah, he says, tak, it's merdik choshiv if I hear a psamemra of Rav. Oma lei, hainu de Oma Rav, milse al bishayu yekire. Let us see the Rashi, it's what he told them now. Zot Rashi. Rav Chizde Koyin Habe. Kedam Rinon, the Gemara says in Broches, Gabi Ir Achas Oysa Be'eretz Yisrael, Ubo Shmoinim Zugais Achim Kahanim Anesuim Shmoinim Zugais Achies Kahanis. There was one city, and there were 80 pairs that two brothers married two sisters, and the two brothers were Kahanim, and they married two sisters, Bnois Kahanis, Kahan. Ubotku, this was in Eretz Yisrael. Ubotku misura ad nerdo. They were wondering if in Bovel there also was such a phenomenon that two brothers kahanim married two sisters kahanis. But like Ashkechu, only one case. Tarti b'nosei de Rav Chizde, the two daughters of Rav Chizde, da'ave nesivi l'rami balchome l'ma'utve balchome. That was the only case that they heard in Bovel that two brothers Kahana married two sisters Kahanas. Al Koponim, we see from the Gemara in Brochis that Rav Chizde was a Koy. That's how he got these Matnes Kahune. Have nokit tarti matante de ture. Zug shal zroya lechayayim vekeva shenitna loy. So he had a double pair of Matnes Kahune. And he offered to give it to anyone who will tell him, Ashmaita Chadita B'Shem Rav. So Rashi had a kasha, how are you allowed to give this? Maybe a Yisrael, maybe a Zor will tell him, Ashmaita Chadita. So Rashi says, there's no Kedusha. Barashoi la'achilon li'Yisrael. You're permitted to be machal to Yisrael. Ah, for Gavs. Now Rashi is a different shayla. How did Rav Chizde get these matonis? L'chayren chutz l'oretz, you don't give matonis to Kahanim. Fa'av al gav da Rav Chizde b'chutz l'oretz ave. And for that fact, he was mekabel matonis. So l'chayren, we have a limud from here that one should give matnes kohunen chutz l'oretz. And God, there being in the chedushi agro, that the agro held one should give take matnes kohunen chutz l'oretz, and he gave and made a broch on it. So Rashi says, lo yafinim mahoche, the maton is nehugis bizman hazeh, in chutz loretz. The idna nog alme ketloses ovi, he says, the minika oilam is now like three zekane. Krabiyashiye bekloyim, that kloyim is only chita sa'ira v'chalzon, you need kloyim bis klaya kerem, that means you need kloyim to a taruvus of minim before it becomes nisarev bekeren. So you need chita v'soira v'chartzom b'mapoilis yad. Need three minim in order to make laya keren. It's a machloikis, but with the minig oilam is like abiyashi. Uchab Yehude b'tvilis balei keryin letalmud toire, that's botul takona sezre, Rabbi Loi bereishis hageitz. In the Eilam Filzach, we Rabbi Loi bereishis hageis that what? Shehoya Oimer, einei noyeg, ela boretz. He said that Matnes Kohune are all, that reishis hageis is only noyeg boretz. So Rashi says, so according to Rabbi Loi, that reishis hageis which is also one of the Matnas Kuna, is only Noyig Ba'oretz. So Rashi says, V'chein Matonis. So, if we hold like Rabbi Loi, so the other Matnas Kuna, the Zroya L'chayayim V'keva, are similar to Reishis Hageis. It's also only Noyig Ba'oretz. Now, so Rashi says as follows. Bimei Rav Chizde Akati Loi Nor Kerabaloi. Rav Chizde was before Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Bimei Rav Chizde, so they used to give Matnas Kuhuna, they gave Reishis Hageis also Biyomo. The Minig was not Noig then. So Memeila, so therefore he had Matnas Kuhuna. Ubimei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is in the Gemara in Brachas. They said, No, Galme Kahani Tlosasovi. No, Kavosi Bereshis Hageis. So there the Minig was Bereshis Hageis. Loi b'matonis. That means even though in the halacha, the Zroya L'chayayim v'keve has the same halacha like Reishis Hageis, but we're speaking about no galma. The minik ha'olam was only on Reishis Hageis. Abba v'hashtika chazina, but now we see the no gafra matonis. We see the minik ha'olam is, bizman Rashi, no one ever gave matnas kuna takayin chutzlots. So just like the minig was niskabel, b'mei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, and no one was moichik k'neged this minig, because mikra din b'aisis, we can feel zikha lecha b'rloi, hashted din noi gaf b'matonis, loi mishanina min hoges, and b'meila there's no reason. Even though we see this Gemara that Rav Chizde was mekabel matonis and chutzlorot, that does not mean that we're mechuyev to give matnas kuna and chutzlorot. Now he asked for a shmaitze chadito, chadoshe sheloi shmatio. He wanted to hear a new memre from Rav that he didn't hear, and he told him that, and he gave it. So he told them another memre. Amalei, Haina Damarav, Milse Albishayo Yekire. Milse Albishayo Yekire. Meil, Domov Yekorim, Lemisha Rogil Leloifshay. That means values are relative. A person who is ragel to wear a me'il. So me'ila, for him, it's an expensive article. He needs it. By him, it has a cheshivis. A person who is not ragel to wear a me'il, so it doesn't have a value by him. Like the Gemara says in Kedushin, they gave a suda to Rav Kahane. Ashana Rav Kahane, the Gavre Rabbe. For Rav Kahane, this had a cheshivis. So me'il domov yikorim lemisha rogel aloifsha. Kleima. Lefi sha'ato talmidai shal rav. You're a talmid of rav. V'rogel b'shmuoysot. And you're rogel b'shmuoysot. Ato mechazer achayim. So that when you have a tshuke to hear the chshivis of the members of rav, Because Rav said this memory, Rav Haina Doma Rav Milse Al Bishayu Yekira. The value of a meal is telling in who the one who's wearing it. If a person is a loivish meal, then it for him it is a chshivis. Omalei Oma Rav Hochi. Rav Taki said this also. Basraisa Adifali Mikamaisa. This memory is more choshev to me than the first memory. If I would have more matonis, I would give you more matonis. But that means he appreciated this memre more than the first memre. So it's a very difficult gemore to understand what the pupil was over here. Let us first understand the Sfas HaYeriya wants to say pshat in the first memre. He said that whoever will say a shmaitze chadete, he'll give him the matonis. So he told them, Omalai Rova Bamachas Yehochamarav Anoisin Matona Lachaveiroi Tzorach Lodio Shnemolodas Kini Hashem Mekadishchem. Why did he pick on Dafke this memory of Rav? So he wants to say as follows, that Rove Bamechasye was a Yisoyne Matonis. And he was afraid that this Rav Chizden Yisod Machta Shpilachol. That he wants to give him. No, he doesn't want to say he's giving him a matone. He wants he should feel that shouldn't be named the kisufe. So I'll tell him, someone will tell me something I never heard from Rav. So I'll give him like something I never heard, and he'll tell him a shmeitze, and he'll say, oh, fuck, I never heard this from Rav, and he'll give him. And it's only a dreidel to give Rav bar Mechasye the matones. And he didn't want, he was a Sayyidina Matonis. If I'm being Mahana you, you never heard it. No. But if you heard it, someone said, want to make a dreidel, that he didn't want. So he told them, he says, you know, Rav said that a Sayyidina Matonis lachaveir itzorech ladiyas, he put him on the spot. So listen, if you want to give me a Matonis, you have to tell me. And Yenna wasn't a spoil from the memra, he gave him up. So then he saw Takeh that this was, so this is how he made sure that Take, Yenna Take, this wasn't a dreidel to give him the matonis. No, it was mamish, it was gewaldig choshe by him to hear a memra of Rav. So that's the hemshech of the Gemara. So he told them, what he gave him, he didn't tell him anything. He gave him the matonis. So weistachoy Take that he never heard this memra. Then he was in the spoil, so he saw Take that the memories of Rav had by him. Omalayin, it's a truth, fakelt. Omalay hainu the Omar Rav milsa al bishayu yakire. And he told them another memory. And he told them, Omalay Omar Rav, hochi, Rav Take said like this. So the Ben Yehuda asks on the, he told him another member of Rav, and he asked him, Omar Rav Hochi, like Rav Take said this. I mean, the first member there was no questions. He told him a member of Rav, and the second member he starts asking, Omar Rav Hochi, Rav Take said like this, and then Basraisa Adifa Li Mikamaisa. What's the Li? So the Ben Yehuda wants to say pshat in this Gemara as follows, that the Rambam, be'etzem, it's very modern bechlal to understand the Gemara, was that the spoil given from the second memre. The first memre, Rav said a pesa lomdes, a haloche, tzorech leidiyoi, shenem ala daskini yeshem mekadishchem, atop gelam pshat in posik, that's a pesa memre. The second memre of Rav is a pesa aviltel azah, Milsal Bishayu Yakira, this is a Pesazoye, values are relative. So the Ben Yoda wants to say as follows, that the Rambam in Hilchos Deis says, Omru al Rav Talmid Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Shloisoch Sicha Betele Kol Yomov. That Rav never spoke in his life Sicha Betele. Now, this memre, milsal bishayu yakire, if you take it face value, it's a veltel azah. That's siche betele. So he asked them, omalai omar rav hochi? Rav Take said this? I mean, he didn't want to believe it. I mean, if Rav only meant the face value of what the words mean, so it's siche betele. He told him, yeah, Rav Take said this. So Memele, so he said, Basraisa Adifa Li Mikamai. So then I see Rav really meant he had a Kavona Amuke, a Kavona Nisteris in this memra over here. So Memele, so he was able to derive, knowing that Rav never spoke Sicha Betele, so he was able to derive a greater limud from the second memra than from the first memra. That's Basraisa Adifa Li Mikamai. So that's how the Ben Yehuda says Pshat in the Gemara. The others say pshat in the Gemara that that Be'etzem, he had a Meiridike Tshuke, Rav Chisda had a Meiridike Tshuke to hear Psnoch HaMemra of Rav. He didn't see this Tshuke by the other Talmidim of Rav. I mean, Be'emet is ongegangen 11, we see it's ongegangen 11, he took two matones, whoever will tell me a member of Rav, I don't know. The other Talmidim of Rav, what they had learned from Rav, they had learned. So he always had Chalisha Sadas. Why, by them, they don't have such a tshuke, and he does have a tshuke. So he came to the conclusion as follows. Some of they were better Talmidim, so whatever Rav said, they knew. They had a photographic memory, and they chapped everything. They knew everything. Ich bin ein Nebuch. And he knew that he didn't know everything that Rav said. So he was always zebrochen that the Pesazoi, they were never searching for new members of Rav, and he was always searching. He had the shuke. So Mamele was zebrochen about this. When he told them, Hainu da'oma Rav milsal bishaya yekira, that forget that values are relative, that forget, one can only know how to evaluate something choshev, by him it is choshev. So then he realized, Fakert, that now when he has the Gevaldike Tshuke to hear the members of Rav, is not mitoich chesroinoi. Now that's mitoich ma'alosoi. So he said, Basraisa adifo li mi kamaisa. Fakert, the kamaisa is a member of Rav. But I was always zebrochen thinking that I was in Yisoid worse than the other Talmidim of Rav. Now Fakert, to this Yediyas, I see Fakert that my Tshuke is because I'm Machshiv more the memris of Rav than they are. Therefore, by me, it is a greater cheshivus. Zog taisvis, yoven elei, dumuteres lezorim, kepeirish akuntres. Vahochi muchach beperik azoroya. Vaho da oma beperik beis de ksubis, chazoke likuhune chiluk matonis. That one can be nischazik lakune to that they were machalik matonis. So lechayre, what's the proof? If it's mutal lezorim, so what's the rayen is akoyim? Kegoin shemeyed loy, the edis is the beteiris kune yovenele. Not some of them, they saw that he received the matonis, no, that it was given beteiris kune. Zot the gemara weiter. Ve'omar Rove bar Mechasye, Omar Rav Chome bar Guye, Omar Rav. Lo'oilom al Yishana Odom Bnoi Bein Habonim. A person should not be Mishana Bnoi Bein Habonim. Shebishvil Mishkol Shnei Sloim Milas Shenosan Yaakov L'Yosef Yosef Mishalbonov Niskanu Boi Ochiv Niskalgul Adovo V'yordu Aviseinu L'Mitzrayim. That this pool of Yaakov Avinu was Ma'irer Kine. So Ma'irer Kevot from the Chassam Sofer, Chassam Sofer says that Be'edmison, the Loshon of Rav Chome Bar Gurye Omar Rav is Lo'ilom Al Yeshana Odom Bnoi Bein Habonim. Bnoi Bein Habonim. So Bnoi Bein Habonim means, if they're all similar, that it means it's Bnoi Bein Habonim. There's no difference between this Ben and all the other Bonim. And he's picking out one, and he's Madif, he's giving him more than the others. That's Ma'ore Kinem. That's if it's Bnoi Bein Habonim. He says, but what if he's better than the others? So Fakert, he has to show them. They have to respect him. He's a greater Talmud Chochem, he's a greater Baal Maila. He says, then there's no Issa. And that was Be'emison, the Svar of Yaakov Avinu. Ben Zekunim Huloi, Bar Chakim. Yaakov Avinu knew he was better than the others. Therefore, he was Madit. So Be'etzim Yaakov Avinu was Oiskahal. Now, so what was the Tzore? Because V'hu Naras B'nei Bila. They thought he was the same. That was the Tzore. That means, Yaakov Avinu Lishitas, he knew the Emes. He knew he wasn't a Bnoi Bein Abonim. But they held he was a Ben Bein Abonim. So therefore, that was Ma'irer the Kine. Let us see, Rashi. Mishkal Beis Loim. So the Pashtus is that the Ksainis Pasim weighed Beis Loim. Now Beis Loim is two coins. It doesn't weigh too much. So the Rashi says, Lav Davke Noket. And then Rashi says, "B'talmide Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi Motzosi, Ksoines Pasim Soviv Pas Yodoi Nosan Milas, V'loi Kola Ksoines." That the Ksoines, it was, that the Pasim was only by the sleeve, Soviv Pas Yodoi, V'loi Kola Ksoines. So it was Taka Amishkal Beis Loim, the mount that he was Madiv, Yosef, over the other Achim was only amount of a mishkal beis loy. Zok Taisus, Ochi Garsinen, Neskalgol Hadover V'yodu Aviseinu LeMitzrayim. So it would seem that this brought about Golus Mitzrayim. Zok Taisus V'afol Gav T'belav Ochi Nigzal T'chsi V'avodim V'inu Oysom. So this wasn't the Sibir. The Sibir was already from, that was already Nigzar Bebris Bein Absorim. So Taisu says, Shema loy hoyo Nigzar Aleihem Inui Kolkach. El al Yedeze, that means the Kovet HaGolis would have not looked as difficult as it looked only because of this. The Pashtis in Taisvis, what does Taisus mean to say? So Lechere Taisus means to say as follows, that the Alba Meishone started Mishenoilad Yitzchak. And Yitzchak Lemaise did not go through the Yitzchak did not have the Vavodim Ve'inu Oysom that they suffered. So Vaistois, the Gzere, could be Niskayim on the Gringeroifen. So that what it ended up, I think that's what the Mashal means, that what it ended up with such a difficult oifen, that was because of the chet of Yaakov Avinu and the kidna of the Yachim. That's what the Mashal means. And if that's what the Mashal means, so the Mashal is not like a bolt that the Briski Rav says. The Briski Rav says, he asks Akashe. Chazal tell us that the Arba Mei Yishone was Niskayim Mishas Leidus Yitzchak. So we hear that was the Arba Mei Yishone. There's another Chazal that asks, the Yidin were only in Mitzrayim Ridu Shona. So how was Niskayim the Arba Mei Yishone? So Chazal answer, Kushi Yashibot Hishlem, that the Avdus and the Inui was so great that was equivalent to 400 years of Kushi Yashibot. So the Briski Rav asks, Alochere would seem that these two memories are stiridik. If the Gzeira starts from Yitzchak Avinu, so there's no problem. It started from Yitzchak. So Vaistois, and here it says, no, it was only in Mitzrayim, and the Kushi Hashibut Hishle. So the Briski Rav says, no, there's no Stira. Because if we look in the Posik, there were two different Gzeiras. There was a Gzeira, Ger Yiazarcha Be'eretz Loilahem, so there were two gzeiras. There was a gzeira of geirus, and there was a gzeira of abdus and inu. So the gzeira of geirus started from Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak was a geir, afilu neretz Kanan. So the geirus was neskayim from Yitzchak. But there was the Avdus, there was another Gzeire of Avdus Ve'inui 400 years. That Chazal had a kashe. Chazal had a kashe that there wasn't Avdus and Inui for 400 years. So that Chazal tell us that the Kushi Hashibud was mashlim the Avdus Ve'inui. So Memele, there were two different Gzeires. And Avdus Ve'inu, you couldn't be Yitzchak with Yitzchak Avinu, because there was no Avdus Ve'inu from Yitzchak Avinu.
that you needed the Kushi Hashibut. And Betzim, he says, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hishev HaSakeitz, that Be'emesin, these were two separate Gzeiris, and it was very possible that one should end without the other. It was possible that the Geiris should end and there should still be a Kushi Hashibut, because they started at different times and with different Cheshbonos. The Bein Shalom was Machashev the Kates, that both ended Mamish at the same Rega. The Eibishter was able to control the Kushi Hashibut that after the Dushana should be equivalent to a Avodim Vinu Oisim of Arba Meishon. Al Kaponim, the Brisker Rav says that there were Mamish two Gzeiris. There was a Gzeira of Avodim Vinu Oisim and a Gzeira of Geiris. So Lechaire, I do not think that this stems according to the Mashal. According to the Mashal, Taisvis asks the Kasha. Taisvis asks him of Avodim Ve'inu Oysom. That there was a Gzeira of Abdus. Shoshem Elohoye Nigzalem Inu Kol Kach. Elay Deize. Shrei Abba Meishonu Ischilu. Mishanoy Lad Yitzhok. So what's the Raya from Yitzhok? Because, according to the Brisker Rav, there's no Raya at all from Yitzhak. Yitzhak was a Gzeir of Geiris. Avodim Ve'inu Oysom was a different Gzeir. So, as a writer. So, Lechaire, there's no Raya from Yitzhak that it could have been easier. Yitzhak was the Gzeir of Geiris. And then there was another Gzeir of Dalet Me'yishone, which Lechaire also had to be Niskayim, without the Chet of Yaakov Avinu and the Kinnas HaShvotim. So I think, according to the Mashal, the Taisus does not stem with the Brisker Rav. There's another Girsa in Taisus, and that's the Girsa that it says in our Taisus. The Girsa that it says in our Taisus, well, let's again see the Taisus. Zavol gav de belav hochi nigza, perceiv vavodim ve'inu oisam, Shem Eloi Hoya Nigzar Leim Inei Kol Kach. Ela Yedei Zeh. Shrei Arba Meye Shone Hischilu Koidem Shenoilad Yitzchok Lamed Shone. Because the Arba Meye Shone started 30 years before Yitzchok was born. So this is a Pella. The Mashoy is the Kasha that the Bnei Ephraim held this cheshbon that the Arba Meishonim started from the Bris Ben Absorim. It's not true. The Arba Meishonim started from Leidus Yitzchok. So the Shloah Kodesh says Pshat and Toisvis as follows. That the Etzem, als the Gzeira of Bris Ben Absorim, the Arba Meishonim ischilu Koidim Shenoilad Yitzchok Lamed Shonim. The Cheshbon was supposed to start Akad Way the Bnei Ephraim held. Was supposed to start from the Bris Bein Absorim. And Golas Mitzrayim should have ended 30 years before. What was the Cheshbon that it started 30 years later? That was the Chet of Yaakov Abonav. Yaakov Yosef was 30 years when he came to Paroi. So these 30 years were years that of Lashon Hara and Dosan. So these 30 years were added on. That means that Seder that we started counting from Leidus Yitzchok in that 30 years before, that was the Einish. That means it comes out there were an extra 30 years were added on because of the Chet of Yaakov and the Shvatim. That's how the Shloah Kodesh says Pshat in the Taisvis. And the Etzem Kasha of Taisvis, there are other Tirutzim. The Chasam Sofer says, Agor HaPoshet to Teretz. The Chasam Sofer says that the Gzeira was that Ger Yiyazarecha Be'eretz Loi Lohem. There was never a pirut that the geiris has to be in Mitzrayim. Pakert, if the geiris started in Eretz Canaan, so we see that the geiris could be niskayim be Eretz Canaan. And there was also kima geiris, and pakert, the geiris was niskayim with Yitzchok and with Yaakov. Pakert, Chasam Sofer says
that that Yaakov Avinu be'eretz megurei oviv, he wanted to be a ger. He wanted that the gerah should be in Eretz Canaan. They didn't want that the gerah should be in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was ervas ha'oretz. Is that gerah was a much more difficult gerah. So that's Pshat the Gemara. The Gemara says because of the chet of Yaakov, nisgalgal adov of yoda v'seinol Mitzrayim, that the gerah was in Mitzrayim. That means the gerah. There never was a gzeira where the geirus should be. The geirus could have been the sky in Beretz Knan. That was the geirus ended up in Mitzrayim. That was the chet. He says that the geirus had such a tzure of Elva Saoretz, the Keratume, that was a hisofe through the, to the maise of Yaakov and Bono. And that's what the Chassam Sofer wants, the Pemphat Reis Kasha. The Goyin says that the Emerson, we find, Chazal tell us, that Megalgalim Choyv al Yedei Chayev. And perhaps, mention, Kishtel Tzu, the Choyvus Havovus and Shara Bitochen explains that it is not Bekoyach for one person to be meiria, to be mazik someone else. The Chovis Alvove says, so if Reuven kills Shimon at 2 o'clock, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, so Al Kolchocho was nigzar min Hashemayim that Shimon should die 2 o'clock, Rosh Chodesh Nissen. Or else it would be impossible for Reuven to kill him. For Afal Pikein, Reuven is Nenash, Reuven is a Ritzayah. That means that, so the Tviya to Reuven is because that's the Rabbein Shalom's cheshbon that Shimon has to die. But that it came through you, and you killed him, you're a tzayach, and you're nenash for that. So, the Goyin says, that there was a gzeirev, avodim vino oisom, that was the Rabbein Shalom's cheshbon. But it came about through them. Niskalgal adov, the ishtalshlus advorim came about for them. They sold them to Mitzrayim. Is memele, there's a tviya to them. For example, the Rambam says the same type of rayin. The Rambam asks why were the Mitzrayim nenash? There was a gzeire. So the Rambam says that never said that this Mitzri had to do it. Never said that the Mitzrayim had to do it. Beretz loy lahem. That means that even though there's a gzeira min Hashemayim that yene should be nenash, but that does not give someone else the right and the koyach to do it. If he does it, so it's megalgalim choyv al yedei chayiv, that means that he's chayiv for being mamzi himself. The oifen that Golas Mitzrayim came about, it came about through the kine of the Shvatim, and which came about through Yaakov Avinu, some emele fakelt in this oif, and how it came about, the achroi for this. That's how the Goyin says pshat. The Ben Yoyoda wants to say, if it's another pshat, he brings from the Mekubolim, that what it says in the Posik, Loilam Hashem Devorcho Nitzov Bashamayim. So the Mekubolim say pshat in Posik, Dibur is a loshen kosher. That even though there's a gzeire bashamayim lo'olam Hashem dvorcha nitzav bashamayim. There could be a gzeire, but it doesn't. The gzeire is nitzav bashamayim. It doesn't become niskayim in this world. Al yedei dechet from Yaakov and the shvatim nisgalgal adov v'yoda v'seinu l'mitzchayim. That means the gzeire milamayla. It could be a gzeire lamayla, but it doesn't come on this world. The Omar Rove Bar Mechasye, Omar Rav Chome Bar Gurye, Omar Rav. Lo Oilom Yechazer Odom V'yeshev V'ir Sheyishivoso Kroiva. A person should be Mahader, he should live in a Mokim that's not, people aren't living there too long. So what's the Maila? Shemitoich sheyishivosa kroiva aveinoiseho muotem. is memela, so there's less avoinis, so there's a smaller kitruk. Where do we see this? Shenema, we find by loitainet hine no heir hazois kroiva lona shama, vehi mitzah. So he wanted to go to this ear. My kroiva. Ilaima kroiva de mekalva, it's close. We don't have to go so far. And mitzah means vizute. There's not too many people here, so it's not kedai to, maybe we can waver the gzeira on this ear. But kechazula, the malachim saw this, he didn't have to explain, if we were speaking about a city, I mean, they were already aware that it's kroiv and zut. You don't have to explain a malach, the matzah. Ela, no, light came with a different time. Mitoich she yeshivosa kroiva, that was his taina. His taina was that this ear is not deserving of gzeiras doim, because this ear is younger than doim. So memela less averes were done in this ear. Omar of Ovin Mikro, the chsiv imolta no shoma, no begematrie nun vechat habi. So no is 51. So memela. Bishel Stoim Nun Ubeis. And Stoim was 52 years. Bishel Voso Chavo. Now the Gemara tells us that the good years of Stoim were 26. Bishel Shteim Esrei Shana Ovdu Eskedolo Oima. Bishel Esrei Shana Marodu. So we have already 25 years of difficulties. The 14th year there was a Mulchome, so there are 26 years of difficulties and the 26 good years. Why this comes in, the Ben Yehuda asks and says, Amayr de Kipshat, but we first have to see Rashi and Tosfos. What's getting some to know how many good years Stein had? Let us see Rashi. Sheishivosa Kroiva. So Rashi says he shenishyashvu bo mikalv. Kloima il chadosh. It's a new city. The mikalv. If you say kipshuti the mikalv alonu sham vizuta b'lo itzricha atem lahak pidal kiyume. Okay, chazilo lomele lemeimulu. What does he have to tell the malachim? Pshati sheishivos akroive shona achas kodmolos doim. That it's a year younger than Stein. Kedem afor shos doim chamishem ushtayim. Now, how do we know that Sdoim was Hamishim Eshtayim? Balkochach boinei migdal be'eret shina hoyo. The brewen eret shina vloi hoyo yishev ba'oilam ela ba'isa bike. Then the whole yishev ba'oilam was there. Kedersivi kol ha'oretz of achas. Ibinosa mikedam. Umisham na foitzulam kaimis acherim kshin is palgu. Is all other mikaimis originated from the by Kshinispalgu, Ubonulem Ayoris, Mishnispalgu, Atshe Chova Stoim, Eina Eloch Hamishim Ushtaim Shon. So, after Nispalgu Oilam, the Deir Afloge, from the Deir Afloge, when the Stoim originated, this 52 years. Why? Shrei Besoif Yemei Pelek, when Pelek died, Nispalgu Hoarotzes. Kedisanya Beseder Oilam, Omer Rab Yoisi, Novi Godul Hoya Eva. Eva was a Gevaldike Novi, Shekora Bnoi Peleg. He called his son Peleg, because Kibiyomov Nivligo Haoret. So he said already in the Vue, Bishas Leidus Bnoi, that Biyomov Nivligo Haoret. Now, when was the Yomov? Vim Taima Betchilis Yomov, La Yoktim Ochiv Kotam Imenu. So Yoktam also was Bishas. It was the Tchilas Yom of Yoktam was also around. So why was he called Pele? Vim Taim Aben Tzayomav Leibo Akos of Listoy Melo Leforish Nosan Loch Simin Leiteiz Da Beiza Mishnaisa Ela Besoyf Yomav. So Mestame. It can't be Tchilas Yomav because Yoktam was also in the Deir Afloge. So Kol Chach, it was Besef Yomav. Tzeibach ha-shoiv shnoisu shal peleg v'nimtza shono shemeisbo hishnas memches la-Avrom. So Avrom Avinu was then 48 years old. Shechorav stoim shnas tzadik tes la-Avrom shreiboy b'yom nizbas rosore l'shona cheres yoldov Avrom ben meya shona. So you see the year before he was 99, including the 48 years, so we have 52 years. Mishalvosa hamurabo goin shivas lechem bishalvas heshketoyulo chsiv nesiv la yodo ayet le drichu. So this was 26 years. Why? Esrim v'sheis tachsiv shtaim esri shona avdos kedola ima ein zu shalva. Working for kedola ima v'yud gimel morado ein zu shalem shaybem ulchomis arichat heishonim. So there were 26 years of a utopia that existed in Sodom. Now let us see Tosfos. V'shel stoim nun beishone k'moi shemechiach v'kuntris shahoya Avrom ben memcheshone shenibnis stoim. He was 48 when stoim was built. That was the beginning of their aflogit. V'shalvosa chavav shanim. That's what we see at the end of the sugya. Mashma shahoya Avrom ben Ayin Gimel shahorag es hamalochim. Because l'chayre, if we'll subtract 26 from 99, we'll end up with 73. And, wait, what? Yeah, then he was 73. He was 73 after the Muhammad. As they come to Chayz. Who besay the Reila Mash Meshahoya Ben Ayin Hei Shono Kshika Samalochim. And say the Reila Vaistais, he wasn't 73, he was 75. The Kama Hosom Avrom Avinu Kshnedaber Imoi Ben Absorim Ben Ayin Shono Hoya, Shnem Avimi Kate Shloishim Shono. V'chazol l'choron, v'shor shom heishonim, sh'nem avravon ben chom heishonim, v'shivim shonu b'tzeisei mechoron, v'oise shonu sh'yotze mechorim, sh'nas rov hoise, yod lo mitzrayim, v'shor shom gimul chadoshim, bo v'yoshev loy be'eloyne mamrei, hishonu shekovash es hamolochim. So he was 75, when the Chama with the Malachim was. Now it was 75, so L'chayre, then, so we're missing 2 years. We're missing 2 years of the Shalva of the Sdaimim. L'fiza L'chayse Shalva Osam Elochav Dalet. B'tzorach Loime Shahisa B'Shalva B'Shonim B'Tchila. Shahisa B'Shalva B'Shonim B'Tchila, that means it was that means before the Shteimes Rishana of the Skedoloima, there were 2 years of Shalva. That's what Tosfos says according to the Seder Olam. The Ben Yoyada says Amir de Kipshat. He says, why does Mot say how many years of Shalva the Shteimim had? So the Ben Yoyada says as follows. That Be'emison, the rishis of the Sdoimim, which was muflag berishis, in that they were deserving of kiloyim, that was when they were bishalva. When they were bishalva and things were going very good, then they used this opportunity to do whatever they wanted to do. When they were busy, when they were difficult years, they had difficulties. They didn't have time to be rishoyim. So the rishis was when they were bishalva. So L'chayri says, it's Shreklach Shver. So it comes out, so when were they, if we will learn the Gemara Kipshutai, we'll learn first according to the first Pshat in Tosfos. So when were they Rishoyim? Let's say it's a Tosfos says, they were Rishoyim from B'shnas Ayin Gimel to B'shnas Tzadik Tes. So in that time when they were Rishoyim, so this Shtot Mitzvah also was Rishoyim. Was Geit Miron that it was built a year later, but the Averis that brought Kiloyin was not from the start of the Binyan. When it was built, they weren't Saris. They weren't doing Averis then. They were subordinate to Kedola Oima. So the Rishis was, after the Mulchemes,
The Rishis was after the Melchemes HaMelochim. After the Melchemes HaMelochim, they both started, they both of them were Rishoyim. They both were the same Rishoyim. So was Geit Miron that this city was built a year later, but the Averis started, the Averis were the last 26 years, and the last 26 years both did the same Averis. That was a Miradika problem to the Gemara. So therefore he says, but according to the Seder Olam is Miradik. According to the Seder Olam, they had 2 years of Shalva before the Shteimes Reshone. They had 2 years of Shalva before. And the Ir Mitzah only had 1 year of Shalva because it was built a year later. So Memela, that's the Hemshech in the Gemara. That's why the Gemara has to tell us the Shalva of Sdoim, that we should now appreciate why this Shtot Mitzah was had less Averis than the Shtot of Sdoim. Because since it was built a year later, so it was built a year later, so Mamela had 1 year less of Shalve, and Mamela had less Averis than Stein.